Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Tuesday, March 5th. It is PDGA Growth Day, plus part one of our Champions Landing report, a Champions Landing overview. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. If you find something interesting, share the podcast with a friend. And on an extra note, thank you to everybody for sharing the podcast with a friend. I'm seeing the results of that sharing in the viewership numbers. It's fun watching them go up. Thanks for making my day. Our number one news story of the day, Matthias Vutt, managing Kristen Tatar, made a really interesting LinkedIn post about his new client. They are working on a vision for Kristen's new personal brand that promises to uplift the entire disc golf community. That's in quotes. Also, they've built collaborations with Porsche, PAF Sports Casino, Ecosh Life, which is an organic supplements company, ES Travel Group, which I assume is an Estonian travel group, Hedon Spa and Hotel, AS Jalagolg, Nike and Converse Distribution, presumably in Europe and or Estonia, 24/7 Fitness, Martin's Kitchen and Bar, and more on the way. So my takeaways from this, first, having a good manager can be a great thing. Congratulations, Kristen. You are marketable and the world is finding out. Second, being a manager to an athlete is new to Matthias. You don't need to know disc golf or even sports to be a good manager. You need to know people and business and how to bring them together so everyone wins. Third, there is a good-sized group of business people reading his post who just learned about disc golf for the first time, and they did it in the most positive light possible. This is the kind of step that comes as more money comes into the sport. The top of the pyramid gets higher while the base gets bigger. We'll always be able to play at the public park for free with our buddies, and we have more league options and tournament options than we've ever had. You can even travel to disc golf destinations for your annual trek. More money in disc golf means more options to play disc golf. Thank you, Matthias, for this great LinkedIn post, and good luck. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next. Our number two news story of the day, the DGPT put out a really nice article about Anthony Barella and his, quote, road to victory. Just some quick highlights. Anthony joined the PDGA in 2010. He went pro in 2014 at the age of 14. Paul McBeth noticed, and he and Barella were teammates on Team Innova, with Paul teaching AB both on and off the course. If Anthony Barella learned these lessons well, we could have a long-term powerhouse on our hands. In 2015, he became the youngest player to win U.S. Amateurs. In 2016, he went pro full-time, actually touring at the age of 16, carding his first MPO victory at King of the Hills. He beat players like Nate Sexton, Dave Feldberg, Paul McBeth, and Paul Ulibarri, who he beat in a playoff. That same year, at his second Elite Series event, he finished 7th, carding his first Elite Top 10. Indeed, AB's star was bright, but it never seemed to be bright at the right moment. 2023 Las Vegas Challenge, his 3-stroke lead in the final round, disintegrated. He finished 8th. 2023 European Open, winning by 2 with 3 holes to go. He finished with a quad bogey, bogey, par, losing 7 strokes to Corey Ellis, who went birdie, birdie, par for the victory. AB would finish in 7th, cementing the victory monkey on his back. AB stated in his post-event interview that he spent a lot of time in the off-season working on his mental game, specifically mentioning that he would put himself in uncomfortable positions. This is a lesson we could all learn. Being uncomfortable causes us to grow. It definitely worked for AB. It will be fun to watch him climb the world rankings over the coming months. Our number three news story of the day, Waco starts in 2 days. Kristen, who was mentioned earlier in this podcast, joins the gang, multiple of whom shot 1,000-plus rated rounds at chess.com. The season is in full swing, and we're just one event in. And our final news story of the day, School of Disc Golf, Unlocking Your Tech Disc. Jack Tupp of the School of Disc Golf has started a multi-part series on Tech Disc. Not only is Jack great at explaining things, he's picked a revolutionary product on which to use his skills. This article is 100% worth the read. Here are the highlights. As always, links in the show notes to everything mentioned. What is Tech Disc? It's a groundbreaking device designed to transform how you approach disc golf. It provides real-time flight data, giving you immediate insights into your throws, specifically speed, nose angle, spin rate, wobble, hyzer angle, and launch angle. It helps you sort and filter your throws to uncover patterns and insights that you didn't see. For example, it lets you compare the spin rates of your forehand and your backhand. It lets you see if that 70-mile-per-hour throw was a fluke. It also captures and stores the data, allowing you to see progress, which encourages us to work on improving. A perfect feedback loop of success. Lastly, Tech Disc also simulates throws. You input your disc characteristics, it will show you the estimated disc flight. Pros recognize the potential of Tech Disc, providing valuable coaching tips and instant feedback. You probably should too. Thank you, Jack, for the great read. Next up, PDGA growth. So we track two stats, event growth and membership growth. The event growth started out slow in 2024, but we are now 7.5% ahead of where we were in 2023 at this point. At this point in 2023, there were 1,062 events. In 2024, there have been 1,142 events. That's 80 more and a 7.5% increase. Nice job, tournament directors. Regarding membership growth, we are also seeing an improvement. We were way behind last year's numbers early on in the year, although it is arguably still early on in the year. The highest PDGA number right now is 281,125. This translates to just over 5,000 new members in the PDGA, and we are estimating that we'll end up with close to 18,000 new members by the end of the year. There are currently 86,703 current members, which puts us on pace for about 132,000 members at the end of the year, or 3% less than last year, which is right on target for what I would expect us to do, bearing in mind the COVID boom, people falling off at a higher rate than people who've been playing the sport longer. PDGA, you're right in line. Let's go ahead and pump it up and get ahead of the line. And we are going to close today's show with a quick overview of Champions Landing. This is just part one of our Champions Landing three-part series. For those of you that don't know, Emporia has given Jeremy Rusko and Champions Landing a $500,000 forgivable loan to build out the facility and to bring disc golf to Emporia for decades to come. That's a phrase you'll hear very often in this overview. Here we go. The inspiration behind the name, which is formerly the site of the Emporia Country Club since 1911, it's hosted multiple PDGA major events as well as Disc Golf Pro Tour events and should continue to be a sought-after location for these events for years to come. The new era and evolution of the facility will be known as Champions Landing because, quote, this is where champions are crowned. Champions Landing is the Midwest tourism and entertainment destination for golf, disc golf, pickleball, cornhole, basketball, volleyball, craft beer, arts, and music. Yeah. Emporia is already a disc golf destination. Champions Landing will solidify that for decades to come. This expansion and utilization of the multi-sport complex will attract a wide variety of sporting events to the facility and to the city of Emporia, continuing the significant economic impact. One thing I've always loved about Jeremy is his vision and his willingness to go for it. Here's some bullet points for the new facility. World-class disc golf course with with the world's largest disc golf basket. He wants a spiral staircase up the pole that allows entrance inside the cage. Yeah. These all have question marks. Kansas City Disc Golf Hall of Fame, PDGA Hall of Fame, PDGA Midwest Headquarters, DGPT Midwest Headquarters. He wants to host everybody at Champions Landing. There will be a dynamic disc pro shop and training facility, a revolutionary executive-style nine-hole golf course with turf instead of grass. There will be putt-putt, pickleball, event space for 200 to 400, as well as space for a music festival. The site will also have a public restaurant, he says the Dynamic Brewing Company, sports bars, 100-room hotel, swimming pool, and a swim-up bar. I will say it is nice to have Jeremy working on a disc golf destination full-time. Love the vision. Tune in tomorrow for part two. And that does it for us on Disc Golf Daily. If you have any thoughts, opinions, news, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.